off from the second round on. It'd be great if the first round was cool, but I want to see the best eight teams. I want to see good competitive series, and I want to see the possibilities of rivalries forming and being sustainable for years to come, and not the randomness. That's just me. If you're campaigning for that, I understand it. But from my standpoint, I want familiarity breeding contempt for years to come.
I like that answer.
Me
and
too.
I think it's a completely fair answer. I also would counter argue by saying I don't want my team making roster decisions and personnel decisions based on a potential second round playoff matchup. I think every team in the league should be saying, how do I beat Golden State? How do we stop Giannis? Always look at the best team, always be trying to win the championship and take on all comers.
Well, but to me, that's not realistic, because if you go back to the modern NBA, the championships are basically held by four or five franchises. And with the league being as healthy as it is, people having a head huge problems with Lakers, Celtics, Spurs, Bulls, Pistons, or whoever, hogging the championships. Every team, every franchise, as we know it, does not have the same level of expectations. Like, if you go to the Washington Wizards franchise and you ask a general fan, what do you want for your team? And they'll say, honestly, I want to get
the sweet release
round.
Of death would be the answer that you get from Wizards.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm just saying. But some franchises have higher expectations than the others. Every team does not have championship or bust. So when you're talking about success and you're talking about everybody having a chance, to me, that's not realistic. This isn't the NFL. Like, I guess I accept the world in which I live in, and that the NBA is completely different than other sports in that way, and that certain franchises are going to hold the championships, and that it's basically going to be between whoever those four contenders of that year or of that period are going to be. What teams make the best moves? Not 2019 trying to catch Golden State. I'd rather it be three or four trying to catch Golden State, because if you go pick a year, let's say pick 1993. I could name every title contender from 1993 or any year on, and it's only 3 to 4 every year. Not necessarily teams to make the conference finals, but just 3 to 4 championship caliber teams with championship expectations chasing the Bulls or chasing the Lakers or chasing whoever that really have a shot at winning. And I think the league is healthy that way. You don't need 29 great teams. You just need a handful of good ones and a few great ones that are separate.
Speaking of expectations and hogging championships, or at least championship appearances, LeBron and the Lakers have enough to get themselves into a spot to maybe make some noise in the Western Conference playoffs or not?
By noise, do we mean like appearance?
I guess you could define noise if you wanted to, but I want them to win a round. Let's say win a round.
Okay, here's the scenario in which I believe that they win a round.
Uh-huh.
Is there any other seed besides eighth?
Yeah.
Because if they get an eighth seed and they're playing Golden State, they're going home early. Now, if they're a seventh seed, I will ascribe to the theory of LeBron James. You got to beat him 4 times in 2 weeks. And the only team that has actually done that over the past half decade has been the Spurs and Golden State. So I wouldn't be afraid if I were the Lakers going into Oklahoma City or going into Denver and Denver not having the relative experience, playoff experience, even though they have a lot of talent and a lot of good players. So, yeah, to me, that would be the ideal scenario for a basketball fan, like a 2-7 Denver, L.A., or a 2-7 Oklahoma City and the Lakers. That's the way I see them winning the playoffs. As long as he's of relative health and the Lakers are not falling apart at the seams, I don't want to see that guy.
Vincent, this is always fun. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, no problem, guys. Take it easy.
That is Vince Goodwill, the NBA senior writer for Yahoo. Got Sahadev Sharma coming up in a little bit with the latest on the Cubs. And we've already talked a lot so far, starting out this show. I actually grudgingly at some point have to say some nice things about St. Louis.
You got a love letter to write to a city that you previously couldn't stand.
There are a couple aspects of it that were awesome.
We'll write some things out. We can hand deliver it to Chris Bryant when we hit Cubs camp in about 2 weeks.
Also, you mentioned Bruce Bochy before.
I did.
I had no idea that he still has what might be an unbeatable MLB record.
An unbeatable one?
As a player.
Oh, I didn't know that either. We've got baseball trivia and Dan writes a love letter. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
SCoreRadio.com Sports. The best experts in sports. Podcast and more from The Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's where you get incredible original sports content anywhere, anytime.
Download the Radio.com Sports app today.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Dell Small Business. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Marta. The greatest female player of all time claims she was born to play soccer, and she has plenty of evidence to back that up. Her 15 career goals are the most ever in Women's World Cup tournament play, and last year she won her sixth FIFA World Player of the Year award. Asked about her legacy, the Brazilian icon told Forbes.com, "Sometimes I stop and think about what I achieved, and I look back to everything I went through, all the difficulties, telling people I wanted to play soccer and people saying, 'No, you are a girl, you cannot play soccer.' I want to keep fighting so girls do not have to go through the difficulties I went through. If soccer is what you want to do, play soccer." So happy 33rd birthday, Marta. Thanks for the inspiration. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
It's the President's Day appliance sale at JCPenney. Get up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals, like an LG front load washer and dryer. Save up to $800 when you buy the pair. Plus, get 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Get in, save big. JCPenney. Offers valid 27 through 227. Select models, some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You hear that sound? That's the sound of an auto repair shop when its network goes down. No calls, no parts ordered, and no diagnostic tests performed. They need a reliable network. They need Spectrum Business. With over 99.9% network reliability and the fastest internet starting speeds available, Spectrum Business will keep your business sounding like this. Learn how Spectrum Business can keep your business running at business.spectrum.com.
Continue the St. Patrick's Day celebration and kick off your spring racing season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle 8K on Sunday, March 24th. The Shamrock Shuffle is one of Chicago's best running events with a one-of-a-kind course that weaves its way through Chicago's loop, starting and finishing in Grant Park. Runners will receive a Nike Dry Fit shirt, festive winter hat, and a finisher medal. Sign up now at shamrockshuffle.com to secure your place at the start line.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher.
I got a feeling that you could be Tom Brady. If you had played quarterback, you'd still be playing.
I don't disagree with you. I really think I was out of position the whole time.
Brian, if you were safety, you'd still be playing.
Oh, my gosh, I know. And Mulligan, you know, if Coach Smith would have been there still, I might still be playing. Who knows? If they don't fire Jerry Angelo, who knows what would have happened?
Looks like Trubisky took a step this year.
I'm so impressed with the way he handles himself and the way he handles the interviews. And then you put him on the field, and he produces. You know, like, hey, obviously he can run the football, but that playoff game, he threw the ball really well. You know, I don't know if he got hurt there early in the second quarter or not, but whatever it was, he got through it. And I've been with impressed with him all season long. Him and Nagy together for a while is going to be a good combination.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Patrick Manley joining me here on The Score.
I think I might have screamed, oh my God. And I just was in shock. And I just, like I said earlier, I feel bad for Cody. I feel terrible for the city because it's been 8 long years for a season like this and to get experience a playoff game at home. And I'm still upset. I'm still devastated. And, you know, those players are hurting, and they'll carry this on for a while. But you got to take it in time, Lawrence, and turn it into motivation to make yourself a better player, not only Cody, but everybody else on that team, to figure out how you take that next step next year. You know, I think Matt Nagy sums it up. He's like, you got to feel the hurt. You got to understand it, and you got to move forward from it, and that loss will always hurt. It should hurt them, and you just got to find a way to use that as positive motivation to never put yourself in that situation again.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
John Paxson with us. John, are you comfortable with the teams and the organization's reputation among star players in this league?
You know, until you get an opportunity to get in front of people, then how do you know how they feel about you? And if you have, you know, if there's specific examples about there of a player, someone bashing our organization, tell me about it. But I do believe that when you get an opportunity to sit down with people, present yourself, and show what you're about and who you are, there's a lot of things that are created just through perception, and we get that. I mean, you can't fight that in this day and age anymore. We can be criticized. Any organization can be criticized for the most minuscule thing, and it can be made into something, you know, that takes on a life of its own, and all of a sudden you're looked at it in a certain way. No, I'm not worried about that.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bulls head coach Jim Boylan.
Is it more difficult than maybe it looked from sitting next to the guy?
It's a difficult job. You know what it is? I think there's like a natural high from being the head coach. I think that's something that there's just a feeling of, you know, it's your team and you're in control and you're trying to do the best you can, and you get a lot of energy from that.
You know, Jim, I think people who have watched you coach wonder if you can keep that up every game over the course of an 82-game season, just the intensity.
The energy part, I always talk about competitive people. As the leader of the group, you know, your competitiveness has to be at a high level all the time. I have tried to sit down a little bit more, maybe the last 3 weeks, and just maybe watch the game instead of maybe react to the game.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
In my mind, it's time. You know, I've managed with my gut. You know, I came up here in 2007 on my gut, and so it's a gut feeling that it's time, and it's been an unbelievable ride. And there's so much, you know, to be grateful for, you know, with the players, the city, the fans, you know, my ride here. But, you know, it's time now.
How old is Bruce Bochy?
I don't know, but he's a real-life Lou Brown.
How old is he?
I got to see a guy about some white walls.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's got to go. Oh, my God. I forgot Bruce Bochy was a real-life Lou Brown.
63.
Oh, okay. That is the oldest-sounding 63-year-old man. That, seriously, that is, like... Could he sound more like you say? That's
he's
old
seen
man.
War. No, that man has seen it all.
I'm too old. I'm too old to go diving into lockers. We're out of towels.
He's the old half of a buddy cop film.
Right. I mean, God, does he sound old?
That's awesome.
Like, but like good old. That's great.
He's the
stuff
kind of old you'd cast in a Western.
Right. It isn't like the Tony La Russa old coot guy.
No.
He was saying this, and I'm saying this. I mean, that's
the old guy in the Western you come across who's been out in the frontier too long. Yeah. Just kind of alone in a cabin. Or like the guy, like the commanding officer at the post that Costner comes across and shoots himself before he heads off into the frontier.
Or
that guy. That was La Russa.
Barry Corbin as the old man in No Country for Old Men.
Sure.
Remember, he just sort of in that cabin alone by himself with a rusted coffee pot. But wow. Now, Bruce Bochy says he manages with his gut. He should manage with his head.
Hey.
Because that is an all-time record. He wore his hat size. He wears his hat size is 8 1/8.
That's an enormous noggin.
And I don't know if total fully horse steroid Barry Bonds with the brow ridges and the shifting tectonic plates ever ballooned past this, or maybe Ken Griffey in The Simpsons. But 8 1/8, the largest head in MLB. Kevin Mensch, apparently?
Kevin Mensch had an 8, and I know he was an 8 for sure, at least 8.
Okay, because
Kevin Mensch had a huge head. His nickname was Shrek.
At the time, they had to special order his helmet. He had one batting helmet, and when Bochy got traded or went to a different team, he had to bring his helmet, like a little leaguer,
it's amazing.
For repainting.
I didn't know
that. It would be repainted and repurposed. They couldn't just get him a helmet because he had his own mixing bowl that he had to wear on his head to protect it.
So if he'd gone to the 60s Yankees, it would have had to be flocked.
Oh, you better flock the hell out of that.
It would have been a personalized flocking.
Oh, you gotta flock it and flock it good.
How much
and,
flocking would that be?
That would be just nonstop flocking.
Bruce, you're not playing today. We ran out of flocking materials.
Yeah,
we can't, sorry. You can't be out there. We don't have a helmet for you.
Your helmet is not properly flocked, so go flock yourself.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are home Saturday and Sunday against Central Division rivals. Saturday is Wolves Tote Bag Giveaway Night, courtesy of Pet Supplies Plus. And Sunday, receive a free GameWorks gift card. For more information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Chris Bryant says that he's 100% healthy and fully confident in his swing.
We were doing a ton of work on the shoulder exercises. And I think I got to a point where my left shoulder was stronger than my right shoulder. I was doing more weight on my left side than I was on my right side, and I've never done that before. So that's a good sign. So that I just went into hitting, and I just swung.
Brian looking to return back to his 2016 MVP form. Milwaukee announces that Mike Moustakas' contract is for 1 year and a mutual option. St. Louis starter Carlos Martinez won't throw another pitch for 2 weeks. Football: Bears nickel corner Bryce Callahan and safety Adrian Amos are free agents. Teams can start to use the franchise and transition tags today. And the AAF nearly folded. NHL owner Tom Dundon saved the league with a $250 million investment. Go to 670thescore.com/contest and enter for your chance to win the front runner on Blu-ray. Rally behind Academy Award nominee Hugh Jackman's captivating performance as politician Gary Hart in the front runner on digital and Blu-ray. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
So after 3 days in St. Louis, and look, here's the thing. I'm still going to make fun of St. Louis sports fans. I love making fun of goofy St. Louis sports fans. But I have to say, there were three things in that city that were great. And we always have fun.
When's the last time you went?
Oh, I hadn't been to St. Louis since I covered a Bears-Rams game.
So that's a while ago.
Yeah, like 20 years. Right?
Yeah, so that starts with a 9, right? That's the 90s?
Yeah, it was the Wanstead Bears that were playing in a meaningless end-of-season game. I'll never forget being right in the tunnel as they come off the field. And they won, but it was weird. Like, nobody wanted to be there, and neither team was trying. And I remember Todd Berger, he was walking off, and I looked at Todd Berger like, what the hell was that? And he goes, I don't know.
The last game of the year?
It was either the last game or a last game.
Penultimate or last.
Yeah, it was just, and it was clear, no, there were no fans there, and neither team wanted to be there, and like the Bears, I don't think they wanted to win, but they ended up winning, and I literally asked, I was like, what the hell was that? I don't know.
Last time I was there was Cubs-Cardinals in 15 for the NLDS, and you know how baseball trips are, at least for a series anyway. You're either at the hotel or you're at the ballpark. You don't really have a chance to go anywhere else because you're writing and filing and doing all sorts of reporting and whatnot. So I didn't really get to see the city at that point, but I did, They'd walk from one end of downtown to another, from the hotel to the ballpark. I didn't see the marvels that you're talking about, though. I wasn't beguiled by the wonder of the city.
One thing we saw were some way better hockey teams than we were. Yeah. That's one thing.
You're going to have that.
Yeah, they didn't tell you. I think we kind of got duped into being in this tournament because they might have needed another bantam team to
sandbagged
fill
a little
out.
Bit.
Yeah, as in all the other teams are AA travel. But some really nice kids, some really nice coaches, some great, really valuable experience playing against some sensational competition there. And it was, I had no idea it was such a hockey town. They've got like 12 rinks in the metro area of St. Louis.
Has it always been a big youth hockey?
I guess
is
so.
Is it burgeoning?
No, it's always been that way.
Always
they're
been.
Tight
right.
with the Blues, and they've got the junior Blues programs there.
Well, I knew the interest in the Blues has always been very, very high. I didn't know that the actual playing of the sport was.
It's a big hockey town. And here's the deal, though. Three things that were absolutely awesome. This city museum is not what you think it is. It's called City Museum. It's not a museum.
It's a fight club.
It's a sort of phantasmagoric, interactive, physically challenging, mentally stimulating art installation that has multiple bars in it.
What?
I mean, there's slides and ladders and whole parkour areas and fish tanks, and it's impossible to explain. My son was there, but couldn't really adequately explain it from his class trip from a couple of years ago. Like, oh yeah, it's fine. You climb on stuff. I'm like, dude, this is unreal.
Oh my
like,
God,
I could spend hours in there. It's like conceived by this crazy architect designer builder in an old shoe factory, and they kept the old shoelace weaving machines, and they still make custom shoelaces there. It's amazing. So they just let the machine still work.
How old a shoe factory is this? Is this like
it goes back to
like the 20s?
30s or yeah, your 20s okay. or something. So, and there's like event spaces in there and giant slides and outdoor tunnels and it's
did you guys visit a thing called Toddler Town Castle? Because on the website now it says now open
yeah,
Toddler Town Castle.
We walked by there and I poked my head in, but I realized that those things are generally also field of germs. So
covered in urine.
Yes, covered. There's not enough sanitizer in the world to get me into like that's the equivalent of like a McDonald's play place.
Yeah, you can't do that.
The other thing I will say nice about St. Louis, the Budweiser tour is.